Do what you know to do with consistency and focus, and you will be better prepared to weather the unexpected when it arrives. Today on Growing Hope, we're going to talk about doing what you know to do and the five ways you can invest in knowing better the designer of you. Because when you know the designer, it's easier to understand the design.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing a few minutes to grow up lives focused in purpose and on purpose. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, just tossing out some twisted encouragement as I go. And besides, it's fun to say snarky rainbows. And having fun, makes the journey better for you and for those you encounter. And fun makes the going a little easier because when you smile, and you smile when you're having fun, you're going to have a bit of joy for the journey. And when you have joy for the journey and in the journey, then it makes it easier to go. And you have to go if you're going to get there. So start with a smile. Have fun. You have to do what you know to do. And you have to do it with consistent, persistent, and determined focus. And then you'll be prepared to weather the unexpected storms that will be stirred up around you. And usually, not through any fault of your own. Do what you know to do, not because others say it or expect it, but because you know in your knower it's the right choice for you. Do what you know to do consistently and with focused determination, and you build a habit for doing and going. Do what you know to do just because you know to do it. It may not make the world support or encourage your efforts. In fact, it probably won't, but it will set your footing on solid ground so that when the world does attempt to pull the rug out from under you, then you will have your feet planted where the shifting rug doesn't affect you. Do what you know to do because it gets you going. Even a little bit of an investment will create momentum so that you can do a little bit of that investment more. And then you'll have some more momentum so that you can continue doing. Doing what you know to do doesn't mean you have to do it all. It simply means you have to do a little bit that will get you that little bit closer to where you want to be. I was hosting a big event, so a few weeks before, I made a list of all the things that needed to be done, and I mean all of them. The truth was that most of the things needed to be done, whether or not we were having a big event or not. But the big event helped provide some encouragement and motivation to fuel the going and the doing. I needed to do what I needed to do just because I needed to do it, but I needed a kick to get started. I got to working and I got things done a little bit at a time. The week of the event, I added a little bit more to doing what I was doing a little bit at a time, and I continued to get more done. 2 days before the event, the plans changed. And the location was shifted. But I kept doing the things that needed to be done. I had developed a consistent habit of the little bits for doing what needed to be done, and I was determined to keep getting things done. Not because I was hosting a big event, but because it needed to be done. If you are doing for someone else, or for some other reason, then you know you need to do it, then you are going to get to where you are struggling to keep going because the outside forces do not have your best interests in mind, and they are not going to be able to push your heart and your mind to do what needs to be done. Eventually, you're going to run out of the oomph you need to keep going. They also don't know your unique path, so they don't know how you need to get there. You have to know it for yourself, and you have to make the choice to take the action that is going to lead you to where you want to go. It has to be uniquely you, but it does have to be you. You can live your big dreams and you can be all that you're designed to be. When you make the investment to understand your unique design and then you choose to take the actions to live it out. Pursuing a purpose life is personal because each purpose is unique to the person, so that each path to purpose will be unique for the individual. You can learn from others and you should learn from others, but you have to find your own way. Without an understanding of your way, you will struggle to go, or you will struggle to keep going. When the going is not part of your heart seed, the motivation to keep going will tend to wither away. You need to invest in defining your unique you and embracing your unique design, and you will learn that the more you understand the one that designed you, the better you're off you are in understanding your design. So first, commit time to knowing the designer. Until you make it a priority to invest the time, there will always be an excuse available. I committed to spending time reading the Bible. My goal was to read through the entire Bible in 3 years because I had a guide in the back of one of my Bibles. That's how it was broken down, so that's how I was going to do it. And my plan was kind of simple, just read in the morning or at night or during a break, just kind of whenever I had time. So it really wasn't much of a plan as it was an idea. And since it wasn't really a plan, I didn't really follow through. But 2 years ago, I determined I would read through the Bible, that I could read through the Bible in 1 month. So I sat down and figured out a plan, a specific plan broken down into little bits that would get me through the Bible in just 1 month. I set aside the time, I tithed my time, and I set aside the first thing in the morning to read through those breakdowns. It took about 2.5 hours every morning. And I read through the Bible, the whole Bible in 1 month, because I had a plan and I made it a priority. And so I got it done. Getting to know the designer takes a commitment of time that makes that a priority. The second thing is to dig into the Word. Learn it for yourself. Read it. Read it again. Read it some more. The Word is one of those things that you will always find new revelations and guidance in just when you need them the most. If you are consistently invested in the Word, you'll never see it all. Not with one pass through. My dad has been reading the Word for decades. And the other day, he pointed out something to me that he had been reading. It was a particular section he had read. He said he'd read it numerous times in his life. But this was the first time he saw it the way he was seeing it. Because the more you engage with the Word, the more you learn the Word, and the more you know the Word, and the more you experience it. The third thing is to see beyond self. You need to push away the I demands and focus on the relationship. When it is all about what have you done for me lately, then it gets old fast. Nobody wants to hang around with someone who is all about the I. Come to the relationship journey. Come to be in a connection and be focused on building that relationship. Getting to know the other person and finding a smooth path for communications. The fourth thing is to saturate your life with the words of the designer. Invest in a word overload. I mean, as much as you can get, as fast as you can get, as often as you can get. I mean, think opposite of fasting. Instead, you're going to do more than you would ever imagine trying to do under normal circumstances. Every November, thousands of people around the globe tackle the challenge of writing an entire novel in 1 month. The reasons behind taking on this challenge vary as much as the people that are actually taking the challenge, but all of us overload our lives with word creation. The number one thing I have learned through these many years of this process is that it helps jumpstart a habit of word focus. The more I practice crafting words in that 1 month, and the more consistent I get in taking time and making the word crafting a priority, the more natural it becomes for me to craft my words. Overload your heart and mind with the Word, and let the temporary time of saturation, just remember, it's just going to be for a short amount of time. Let that create a habit of word investment for moving forward. Advent and Lent are dedicated seasons on some denominational calendars, and they provide a preset amount of time that you can utilize for this word saturation. And finally, keep it simple. And the simplest it can be is the word only. Just the word, ma'am. Everyone has an opinion of what is what. But if you're going to know your unique design from the designer, and you're going to know the designer personally and understand his unique place and purpose for you, then you need to know his opinion and only his opinion. So focus on the word, especially during the saturation time. No commentaries, no books about the word, no study guides, just you and the words. My father-in-law had a heart attack, and we assumed he had one, I should say, because we couldn't do the test that needed to be done in order to check the heart, because his kidney functions were so low, they were afraid that if they actually did the procedure, it would kill him. So everybody in the hospital would come into his room, and they would say, "We believe you've had a heart attack. We just don't know how severe it is because we can't do the test yet. We got to get your kidney functions up first." Now, after several days of this, and I was in the hospital room with him, I heard them every time they came in, my father-in-law started getting antsy. So when the heart doctor came in one day, my father-in-law confronted her with, "Why am I still here? Everyone keeps telling me that I didn't have a heart attack." Now, that's an extreme example of how sometimes we hear what we want to hear. But when you default to commentaries and study guides, you default to what they heard and not necessarily what you need to hear. So just stick to the word, at least for this period of saturation. The what of who you are and where you're going was designed specifically for you and to fit into your unique place and purpose by the designer that crafted the world and all that is in it, including you. So know the designer. Commit to investing time. Dig into the word. See beyond self. Saturate your life and keep it simple. If you're going to live out that place and purpose, then you need to understand the design, and understanding the designer can only come from knowing the designer. Now, others are going to have opinions, and others are going to tell you what to do, but you can't rely on them. The designer first. It doesn't always seem easy to walk out your unique design. Most of the time, because there are so many voices telling you how hard it is, or how much you don't need to be walking that path, or how you need to be doing it the way they think you need to be doing it. Stick to the known ways, they'll tell you, which is really code for you need to do it the way they say. You need to uncover your unique design so you can get to doing what you need to be doing, because you will only get to where you want to go when you're going and doing. So today's challenge is to do what you know to do. One, define one thing that you know you want to do or need to do. Two, break it down into little bits that will build up to that desire. Three, determine to do one little bit today. Little bits may not seem like much when the little bits are alone, but when you put those little bits together, then great things begin to happen. So thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. Your investment encourages me to invest more and to do more and to be more. I look forward to sharing more with you and connecting more with you. So join me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group, or connect by visiting snarkyrainbows.com. When you are invested in living your best life and you take action for your best life, then you will get to your best life. I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed. And be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lane, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelane.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.